worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
Good to get gooder.
Kara.
Oh, I had a hamburger for lunch.
Yeah,
come
right.
on down and smell my breath.
Mickey.
I energy just fine without it.
And Lazy E.
Anthropomorphic.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Is it Thursday yet? Yes, it is. And that means another brand new episode of A Freak Accident. Assuming, of course, that you're downloading and listening to this the moment it becomes available on Thursday. If not, happy whatever day it might be to you right now. My name is Crisco. I'm joined by Lazy E.
I am like Superman now.
We'll get why in a minute. Kara's here.
I'm like Supergirl.
No.
Are you still sick?
Of course.
And you ain't that super. And we got Mickey too.
I feel like you just jinxed it.
Mm-hmm. I said Mickey 2, and that was weird. It's like Mickey the sequel.
Yeah. You really want two of me?
Mickey 2, Electric Boogaloo. But welcome to our show. It's called A Freak Accident. Our website is afreakaccident.com. That's the letter A, freakaccident.com. And our email is freaks@afreakaccident.com. Reach out about anything, and we'll reply to you with anything else. You know, we'll keep it interesting. So, yeah, very good news today to kick off the show. And that is that Lazy E is now invincible.
Yes, double vaxxed.
Woo!
Got his second dose today.
Yeah, that's why I have a coffee here with me, because like a couple hours afterwards, I felt really tired.
Now, did you get the Pfizer or the Moderna? I think I asked that before.
Well, it's called Pfizer.
Oh.
And yes.
So, all right, because we're Pfizer friends.
Yes.
That's what we said. Yeah, yeah. So yeah, that's the big thing everybody's been saying, you know, between the doses. The first dose, not really that bad in most cases, but a lot more people seem to have a much stronger reaction to the second dose.
Yeah.
Somebody likened it to the first dose is like pouring gasoline onto some brush or like, you know, onto like firewood and then lighting a fire, right? You're going to get a fire going. It's like the second dose is like dumping gasoline onto the already burning fire. You're going to get a much bigger ignition.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what the second dose does in a manner of speaking, which is why, you know, your body reacts so much more strongly to it. Now, in my case, when I got the second dose of Pfizer, I was telling you downstairs, Lazy, that I was like a little bit off the next day. I had like that weird.
That's different.
Like,
how?
That
ooh, burn.
I come like by that it, fire.
I come by it honestly, you know. But I was like, I had like that weird like pre-illness feeling. If you ever get that, where you're just like, ugh, something's not right. You know, that was kind of all that I had to deal with though, and a sore arm. You know, other people that I know, without saying any names, like got like, you know, so somebody I know shall remain nameless, you know, to protect the innocent, but was so weak that like they collapsed in the middle of the night when they were trying to go get water and had to wait for their strength to return before they could crawl back to their couch and continue the rest of the night. So I hope you're not that bad.
I'd feel really crappy if I pass out in the middle of the hallway and proofreader doesn't come get me. And I have to wait for my own strength. But that's why I had the coffee.
Meanwhile, he's just pooping his own pants, peeing all over the place.
But I have my coffee with me, and I have my coffee like I like my women. Ground up and in the freezer.
So, just so far, you're only feeling tired, a little bit exhausted.
Yeah.
Okay. It'll be interesting to see what happens after that.
By the end of the show.
Yeah, so I told him, like, you know, I'll be honest with you, this isn't me being your girlfriend, but it is me being your girlfriend. You better text me when you get home so I know you're not there safe. He's going to be home. Oh, so sleepy.
You just put it in cruise control, man.
True, yeah, that's, you know.
That's the same as autopilot.
Yeah, everybody's so dumb. Yeah. We've had self-driving cars for years. You just put it in cruise control and it goes on its own.
No. Freaking dummies.
Mickey, what do you mean no?
No.
Shun the non-believer. Get her out
really,
of here.
I,
But that's great. I'm thrilled that you actually got it.
I was also excited because when I got it, CVS gave me a 20% off coupon.
Ooh. What did you spend it on?
I didn't spend it yet.
Oh, man. I would have got all the Reese's right away.
Oh, no.
Give me them.
Yeah, because is it valid on like the Easter candy that's left over?
You but you see, what I'm going to end up using it on is my antacid medicine. Because I'm old. I'm going to use it on my thing to stop acid reflux.
I'm going to use it to buy my Z-Quil to help me nap.
I do buy Z-Quil when we go to Cincinnati, me and my buddies, because the one kid snores so loud.
Oh, man. Wow.
Neil, he sounds like a lawnmower.
You can't, like, does he have sleep apnea? Has he got for one of those tests?
We've hit him with pillows even, trying to stop him, and he just keeps sleeping.
Violence, as we know, is the cure for sleep apnea.
No, my one friend, Ed, one time, hit him with the pillow so hard, he just rolled over, kept snoring, so Ed went out into the car and slept. I took so much Z-Quil, I didn't remember what happened.
Yeah, yeah. That's cool, though. That's cool that you got your coupon.
Yeah, my coupon.
And I'm really glad that you got the shot though. So yeah, now you're invincible, man.
I could get shot and it won't matter.
How does it feel like being? Don't shrug
Let
your
it
shoulders.
Sink in.
Yeah, no, he'll be fine. How does it feel knowing that like you're probably not gonna get COVID now?
It feels good to just know. It's done. I don't have to keep looking for this vaccine.
Yeah.
I don't have to. It's done. And it's before, at least in Pennsylvania, when the masses could get it.
Right.
Because April 19th is when anybody could get it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, it's interesting to me because you had a couple of close calls with it, too.
Yeah. I had a couple of moments where I was with, actually, when it first, like, really started to get in the news, like, last April,
mm-hmm.
my buddy had it, but, like, a week prior, I was with him somewhere, and that's not when, like, people were like, mask up, and everybody don't hang out yet.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, no.
I remember that was one of the first shows we did with our quarantine, when we did the quarantine episodes, when we were all Skyping in.
Yeah.
That was one of the first times, because you were isolating at home
because
of potential exposure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that kind of freaked me out.
Yeah. That's what I mean, though. You had a couple close calls with it.
Yeah.
So with that all being said, you know, now, yeah, you're in. Chances are, odds are, you're not going to get it now.
Now I'm going to get it.
He's going to be that 1 in 20, you know, who had the horrible immune response to it.
Yeah, that's me, the horrible immuner.
But I'm happy. That's good.
Thank you.
And it's good, like, you know, that I don't know, like, we're taking time to explain it because, like, you know, there's still a lot of hesitancy about it. And it's like people should be encouraged to get it if you can, because you're doing a good thing by doing it.
And I know it works because I posted it online.
Well, now for sure it's official. So
that you have to do that or else it doesn't work.
If you don't, it won't work. Yeah. You're right.
People have to give you the care react when you get your shot.
Nobody gave the care react.
I didn't do it.
No, you put the love.
Oh, well, that's true. Because I did love that it happened.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty intense.
Our love cannot be broken down.
No, it can't.
Yeah, it cannot be summarized by mere words.
Obviously
it
not.
It has to be summarized by emojis.
Yeah, it's much more complicated than words. Hieroglyphics, that's the level our love ascends to.
Yeah.
So, Mickey, what's up with your skate park situation? Has East Side or West Side won yet?
Did they come at you, like, snapping their fingers? Yeah, like, yeah.
No, they have gone dark. I haven't heard of people.
Oh, it's guerrilla warfare now.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
They're hiding in the shadows.
No, we got a loan to do stuff on the house, and the first thing the murderer did was walk outside and go, "So where can I put my dirt jumps?"
He should put a big ramp right down that hill on the side of the house. Yeah.
He absolutely wants
to. I want to see him launch himself off of that, clear the houses on the other side of the street, and land opposite them. That's what I want to see happen.
That's a little too far. That would have to be a really big ramp.
Unbelievable that she doesn't believe in her boyfriend / husband / fiance, whatever he is, long-term cohabitant.
Wow. So many titles.
Take the long way around.
Yeah, yeah. I have faith in you, murderer. I know you can do it. Don't listen to Mickey. She's going to naysay everything, but I know you can pull this one off. And I want to see
Mickey's a horse?
Nay. Nay, Wilbur, nay.
I have to get these all out. I wasn't here last week.
I was going to say, I really missed this.
Yeah. So yeah, anything else interesting happening? No?
Bumping no.
With anybody?
This is a boring week.
Yeah.
Kara's shrugging.
Still sick, sort of, but sound a lot better.
You
I do. Think.
You sound normal, and I haven't heard one of those, like, comet sneezes that you do.
I got yelled at every 5 minutes on Easter, anytime I would sneeze, it was like, do you have to sneeze like that? And I went, well, yeah, it's the way I sneeze. Well, what do you want me to say?
Everybody's got a unique sneeze, but yours is very unique. It's like
it's guttural.
Like it's a cross between a regular sneeze and a scream.
It's not a dainty girl. It's I mean business when I sneeze. So
yeah. It sounds like Dave Draymond during Down with the Sickness.
it is
kind of like that. Yeah,
it does. That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks.
One of these days, it's going to happen on mic, and we'll have it forever.
And maybe the mics. I don't know if you'll have the mics anymore because it's just going to, like, the force.
Oh, yeah.
Gonna
just, yeah, it's going to crash the recording program. That audio is just going to spike.
We won't
and clip
be back for weeks.
For it's eternity.
Like, it's like that scene where they show the atomic bomb going off and the trees start bending.
That's like all our listeners. Yeah, their hair just gets blown off of their heads.
Skin's ripping off.
Skin's peel back. Eyes combust inside their skulls.
But I am getting better, and I feel like I have maybe a good 3 weeks left. I would like to...
to live?
Well, I had to write an obituary for today, so we'll see.
I'll see you're prepared,
yeah,
then. That's good.
I already know what's happening. I gave myself a date and everything, so we're good.
Well, in the interest of getting to that, on the show today, we have another person who might die soon, which is unfortunately DMX.
Yeah.
Not good news there. We'll explain. That will transition into Kara has written her own obituary. And so now she can join the three of us because we have already written ours. And I think we're going to replay the clips of that, of us reading our own obituaries. We then have, finally, it's been a while, a new game of Yes or BS. And Lazy McGee will be back to take us through the Monty Python series of questions.
Oh, boy.
In which we will determine if a given statement of fact is true or not a true at all. Yes.
Not a true at all.
Not a true
at all.
Not a true.
We will be giving out another freaky award. It's been a while since we've done one of these. The baddest badass doctor of all time.
Yeah. I don't know. But
yeah.
I'm already down with it.
And
well, yeah, you like any doctor right now.
And something that has not been said, I don't think, on this podcast in over a year, but we will have a movie review.
Ooh.
Lazy E and I both saw Godzilla versus Kong.
Oh, boy.
In theaters.
I didn't see it, but I saw you saw it.
Yeah. Like real human beings.
Yeah.
So we will talk about that and more on this episode of A Freak Accident.
Reasons to listen to A Freak Accident. We always go above and beyond in serving our community. The fact that it's court ordered is irrelevant. X gon' give it to you. He gon' give it to you.
X gon' give it to you. He gon' give it to you. X not gonna give it to you much longer.
Well, if he did OD, so if it was ecstasy, it did give it to him.
Wow.
That was a really roundabout joke, but I liked it.
Went hard into that announcement.
Yes,
yeah.
Yeah, so XOD'd. That was basically what happened.
DMXOD'd? A lot of letters.
New alphabet.
C. So yeah, the really, really bad news from the world of music, specifically rap. DMX suffered a drug overdose Friday night. That's a weird way of phrasing it, isn't it? He suffered a drug overdose. He did drugs, too many of them, and had a bad reaction
overdosed
to them.
Yeah.
He is currently in the hospital. The prognosis is not good.
No.
So sources close to the rapper have told TMZ, which is where we're getting this from, that the overdose occurred at home around 11 p.m. Apparently, the overdose, according to the source, also triggered a heart attack.
Wow.
So it's like a compounding
awesome
series of things. Yeah. He was rushed to a hospital in White Plains, New York, and he's currently in the critical care unit. Now, this is when you start to think, ooh, wow, this is really, really bad. Because he's described as having, and I quote, some brain activity.
Hey.
Yeah, they're basically saying he's in a vegetative state.
Yikes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I kind of knew this is where the road it was going to go, because when you OD, your brain stops getting oxygen.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So if it's for too long, meaning more than 3 minutes.
It's a very short amount of time that your brain starts to kill itself once it's not getting air. Mm-hmm.
So I kind of saw where this was going. I'm surprised he's not dead yet.
Yeah, well,
they haven't pulled him off the machines. That's what's happening. Yeah.
This says paramedics tried resuscitating him for 30 minutes.
Wow. That's not good news.
So, like, how much of that, like, was he not, like, getting air to his brain, right. You know, his brain wasn't getting oxygen, like whether or not that was the whole time or not, you know what I mean? Because the thing about resuscitation is like you come in, you come out, you know what I mean? You try to get him back.
Also,
sometimes
how
they slip
long
in and
was
slip
he
out.
On the floor before they even arrived?
True. Right? Yeah. Yeah. You don't know. That's the thing. Like they got there, you know, did he then stop breathing and then they tried to bring him back? Maybe you get him breathing and he's unconscious. Like you really don't know. But yeah, it really, they, to what Lazy E said, like they're describing it as essentially a vegetative state. Mm. Apparently, yeah, he was on Rough Riders. The Rough Riders label, yeah. He's battled substance abuse his entire career, essentially, probably his whole life. He's been to rehab multiple times. His last stint was in 2019. Shortly after he completed a 12-month prison sentence for tax evasion, of all things. Him and Wesley Snipes both went to jail for the same thing, didn't they? It was tax evasion.
Interesting.
Mm. Yeah. Hmm. Not killing somebody, you know.
Not drugs.
Not drugs, not alcohol, you know, not prostitution or anything else that, you know, you rap about in your music. Uh-uh. No, tax evasion.
Mm-hmm. The next song should be about that.
Well, I don't think there's going to be a next song.
That ain't gangsta. Well, yeah, and he's probably, you
know. That's awful.
Yeah, unless it's just going
to
be.
I'm trying to think how that song would
how
go.
How would the hide
My W4! My W4!
So wait, you're saying DMX would have rapped about his W4 before he OD'd.
Be his 1099.
1099, right?
Get the right forms, okay?
Sorry.
Yeah, I love tax expert Mickey needs to stick her horn into the situation. Like, oh, well, I'll have you know that it's actually a 1099.
He's an independent contractor.
Yeah, well,
is he? He's definitely not an employee.
Yeah, I guess
he could
be
of a record label.
No.
He's not, like, salaried or hourly or...
Yeah, no, he's probably he's getting paid like commission, commission, or he's getting paid per performance royalties.
So it goes 1099, 1099, paying those taxes so I don't get fined.
What are we waiting for? Just have Lazy E take his place. Yeah. He actually returned to the stage following rehab in December 2019. He did a show in Las Vegas. And then last year, he did a video with Snoop Dogg, like a battle, a rap battle kind of thing, in July of 2020. So, yeah, at this point, I mean, I read something somewhere else that they are, they're waiting, they're going to do some kind of test, I think, within a day or two here to determine, I guess, like the viability of... keeping him going.
Quality of life.
Yeah, yeah, because that's the thing, like, you know, that's gonna be the determining factor, I think. It's like, you know, when you look at what his brain is currently doing and like the damage that's been done to it, it's like, okay, like can he bounce back from this? You know, if the answer is no, then we've probably heard the last of X, unfortunately.
We heard the YZ. Get it? Come on, that was for you.
That was very disappointing.
Man.
I got something for you. Uh-oh.
Yeah, please. I need
something.
I'm
just waiting for it. Go ahead.
Yeah, I need something.
Just make it happen and just get it over with.
Well, I can't because you don't have
He's never expecting it. Neither am I. There we go. That's an appropriate song for a joke of that magnitude.
But you sort of went like this a little.
That was
it was like a small small smile, but also so much disappointment.
Yeah. You really blew it.
That was the tinfoil standard of jokes right there.
Sometimes it happens.
Do you wear a helmet at home?
I'm operating on limited brain cells for the last month and a half.
And alcohol.
And alcohol.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, she is on a mix of drugs and alcohol herself.
True.
I will not give that up.
Yeah, so who knows? You know, just don't OD on vodka. Vodka slushies. We'll be okay. The show does not need that kind of publicity, Kara.
No.
But DMX, we wish him well. But for when Kara does finally take one too many Claritins, we have her obituary ready, courtesy of her own writing.
Do you want that now or later?
Well, no, we're going to transition into a new segment.
Nice.
We're going to do it live.
Yeah,
baby.
Live and recorded.
Nice.
On the Freak Accident.
check out our podcast archive, where you can hear every episode we've ever recorded, including all the old ones. Or if you're an Alzheimer's patient, all the new ones.
You remember, right?
Yes.
Podcast.afreakaccident.com.
She starts laughing. You're great at funerals.
So this came up last week on the show because we read, and you can go back and hear it, visit the podcast page at afreakaccident.com. We read an amusing obituary that was written for a man who had passed away by his surviving wife. Mm-hmm. It was touching. It was heartwarming. It was amusing as well, you know. But it reminded me of the fact that years ago, early on in the days of this podcast,
right.
Had read an obituary similar. You know, it was a funny obituary, and we decided, hey, what if we wrote our own? So I wrote one for myself. Lazy E wrote one for himself. Mickey wrote one for herself. Mm. And Kara, we decided it only made sense that we get you aboard on this. Now that you're, you know, seemingly a permanent part of the show, you need to be included in this this standard that we've set.
Okay.
So now, what are we going to... Are we going to play ours first before we get to hers?
The build-up.
So the classics, and then we're going to move our way on up to... The newbie. The greenhorn over here.
Right.
All right. So what should we start with?
Well, Mickey's is the shortest. True. And then ours are long. Do you want to put hers
in
the middle?
Does that shock you at all, Kara? Nope. Does it shock you at all to find out that Mickey's is the shortest and probably had the least effort put into it?
I would be surprised if Mickey said anything besides, she died.
Get ready. You may have been a spoiler right there.
All right. So I've got Mickey's here. You guys ready?
Let's do it.
All right.
The lights went out a long time ago, but the power finally shut off too. This may be my final resting place, and if it is, it's everything I ever wanted. A hole that I can stay in and not be bothered by anyone.
That's it.
Yeah, that's the whole obituary.
Still stands true.
That's great.
I'll do mine next. Okay. We'll finish with Lazy E's.
All right.
All right, so here was mine. God, I got sirens.
They're coming for me.
It's a parade.
Yeah, I don't know if that's coming. Yeah, everybody's happy I'm dead. That makes sense. All right, here was mine. The man known as Crisco, resident of Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, died on, insert date here, while at his home in an old treehouse, surrounded by no one and nothing except a stack of old VHS tapes. Crisco died as he lived, with his mouth wide open. Developed and bred in a test tube in 1935 and grown to adulthood using accelerated aging magic, Crisco was trained as a secret agent in World War II and was actually the one responsible for killing Hitler. Following this, he was reduced back to a single cell and sent into the future, where he was birthed naturally by his mother. At least that's how he remembered it. Born, raised, lived, and died in northeastern Pennsylvania, Crisco was an unaccomplished hack for the majority of his natural and artificial life. He fancied himself a fiction writer, but never published anything. He wanted to be a real estate investor, but ended up foreclosed on his own house twice. He had dreams of being successful in radio. Nope. And he had high hopes that his podcast, A Freak Accident, would come to be enjoyed by the masses. But then he sold the recording equipment for milkshakes. To his credit, however, his milkshakes did bring all the boys to the yard. And they were like, it's better than yours. But I digress. He was a graduate of some high school that no longer exists and went to a community college where he got a degree in something he never used. He loved cheeseburgers and headbanging, but never learned to not mix the two in large quantities, which ended up leading to his entirely timely demise after he gave himself a ruptured spleen and severed spine. What an idiot. None of it matters now, though, because he's dead, and it's unlikely his brief, fractured stint in a local radio station is going to warrant him any memorial awards at the MTV Video Music Awards.
Well,
a public toss of his lifeless husk into the ocean will be held in 5 hours. Let's just get this over with. In lieu of flowers, please buy yourself a squatty body.
Very nice.
Perfect.
Of course, I could not get through it without screwing up words at some point.
Awards.
The MTV movie awards. And now we get to Lazy E's.
Lazy E died unexpectedly in his home Monday night. Although he wasn't alone, surrounded by his 17 cats and the echo of Michael Cole, JBL, and Byron Saxton as they attempted to announce Monday Night Raw. In his early years, Lazy E spent most of his time by himself, playing Super Nintendo, as only an overweight, lazy-eyed teenager would know how to do. But as Lazy E started to sprout into a man, so sprouted his maturity. Instead of wasting his days playing Nintendo, he advanced to PlayStation, PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3, and PlayStation 4, all while making sure he kept active by playing intense games of Uno. Now, while most would consider this enough for his legacy to live on in nerd forums across the internet, Lazy E decided to leave his everlasting stamp on life by having a career in radio. The only industry that would allow an uneducated, unathletic, and mostly annoying human being to succeed. This took him to great achievements as hosting his own show, working with a legendary morning show host in Dallas, Texas, having a battle with alcohol, and dealing with a failed engagement before his mid-30s. In lieu of flowers, the family asked you to make donations in his name to internet cafes, the only place that produces bigger losers than him.
Amazing.
Do you remember when we did one for Ian, who was still on the show, too, and he had missed that episode? And I just remember it ended with you saying, in lieu of flowers, please make a donation to education.
Just education.
Yeah, just education in general, because, yeah, if anybody could use some education, it was Ian.
Yeah, just a little bit.
So now, Kara, with that inspiration now...
I hope I did this right.
Give her a little bit of echo to her voice. Oh, we got to match it. All right. Tell me
you
when
ready,
you're
Kara?
Ready, and I'll hit your music.
I'm ready. Let's do this. We regret to inform the shocking passing of Kara, who on the 3rd of May this year was completely consumed by an angry old woman. The incident occurred at her family's bowling center near Lane 32. While exact circumstances of death remain unknown, the deceased was reported to have shouted, "The shoes have already been disinfected!" right before expiring. Kara was a woman who loved life almost as much as she loved her dog, alcoholic slushies, taking naps, binge-watching TV shows, and the occasional Xanax, prescribed as needed. Although a less than average lifespan, Kara did not live an average life. She traveled where she wanted to travel, laughed inappropriately at every chance, learned what she wanted to learn, fixed what she wanted to fix, and loved who she wanted to love. She is survived by her parents, sisters and their husbands, her nieces and nephews, some would say her best friends, the most patient and tolerable human ever, her husband Golfer, and her insanely cute dog Timmy, plus a fridge full of ice cream and some rather large debts. There will not be a funeral service, as her family refuses to honor her wishes of standing her up in the corner of the room with a piece of pizza in her hand so that she would appear natural to visitors. However, well-wishers are encouraged to write a note of farewell on a can of their favorite beer and drink it in her honor. Cremation will take place, and the family will keep the ashes so long as they match their current decor.
Yay! Fantastic. Very well done. So was it a mix of alcoholic slushies and Xanax that finally
No, it was the lady on Lane 32. I don't know what happened.
It was a combination of all three. The trifecta.
I'm kind
of
scared because May 3rd's not too far away. Nope.
Yeah, I gave myself a date. I knew what was happening with this cold, so...
Did you, like, use a... I'm picturing her at home, like, with a slide rule. Just like, you know, yes.
I've been sick this long. How much longer do I have? Yeah.
Carry the two. With, like, one of those old-timey tax visors that they would wear. Yeah. Like, the green, like, yes, this, I suspect I'll be dead on May 3rd. All the stars are aligned perfectly.
Yep.
That was very well done.
Thanks.
So there, now we've all written our own obituaries. I'll be honest with you, mine hasn't changed in like 4 years.
Good,
you could just literally probably replace one or two things in there, but the rest will be fine.
Add a PS5 to mine. And
I was going to say. You're good to go.
Yeah, we're good. Mickey?
Nope, mine's right where it needs to be.
Yep. Okay, good. So there you go. If you have your own, for whatever reason, if a listener out there feels compelled to write yours...
We'll read it.
Absolutely,
sure.
We'll read it.
Why not?
You can live on. You can have a little slice of immortality by having it read on this podcast. So send it to freaks@freakaccident.com.
Wow, that's kind of ironic. A piece of immortality talking about your mortality.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Oh, deep.
Yeah.
I need like the
do it. Yeah, there's got to be a noise for that.
That was like a shower thought kind of thing there. So up next, we are going to play Yes or BS. Ooh. Again, it's finally back, and I can't wait to get screamed at by Lazy McGee. Let's do it.
The early bird catches the worm, but the early worm gets ruthlessly devoured by a gigantic superior predator. Maybe we'll just sleep in today. This is a freak accident.
Oh, yes, we are back. It's another rousing rendition. Put down my music.
Wow.
Thank you. Of Yes or BS.
I'm sorry, sir.
You are not sorry.
Wow, we actually heard from the production crew today.
Yeah, I'm hearing from you and I should be. Hey, yeah.
He's fried. It's over.
Yes or BS. It's where I give you a...
Yes or BS!
Woo! It's where I give you a fact and you tell me yes, it's true, or no, it's total BS.
That would make it not a fact, then.
Thanks.
Be a statement of potential fact.
You're a potential fact.
That's true. I can't even deny that.
Well... Regular Lazy got his shot, and he's about to shoot this guy over here. It's Crisco!
All right. Yeah. Shot through the heart, and you're to blame. You give love a bad name.
You give humans a bad name.
They deserve it.
You give humans a bad name.
They
yes.
deserve it. It's good.
Yes.
It's good.
Speaking of bad, here's Mickey!
Yep.
That's yep.
That's all you're getting
third
out of
word me. She said on the show so far today.
It's going to be the third fist in your face soon.
Where were the first
Wait.
Two?
Oh, no.
So fast you couldn't even feel them.
Oh. Mm. Probably not doing you a lot of good then.
You're not doing me a lot of good.
I've been told worse.
Speaking of not really good.
Thanks.
There's Kara.
Hey, she's fresh, okay?
We've fresh established to death.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, death's going to be in your
Thank
your
you. Well, we know.
Future.
Hey, right.
Flowers on the grave. Those are fresh, too.
Keep talking. Keep talking out of turn. That's going to happen. Well, yes or BS, we do have a special topic for today. Eric Idle from Monty Python would have been 70 or is 78 last week. So he turned 78 last week.
I thought he's dead. Didn't he die? Which
nope.
one of them died?
A couple of them, he but turns, not that one.
Yeah, he turned 78, so... He's not dead.
Even you were confused. You were like, he would have turned. Oh, wait, no, he is 78. I'm like, so what's going on here? Is he like Schrodinger's Monty Python guy? Like,
why don't we just put you in a box and find out?
Please, God, I would love that.
All right, so the topic is Monty Python.
Okay.
All right, you guys all versed in Monty Python?
No.
Okay.
The answer is no.
Why are you talking like this?
I don't know. I was nervous to talk.
Yeah, you should be.
Yeah, see?
He instills fear really.
Shut well. Up!
See? See what I mean?
All right, let's start this out.
Can you imagine if Alex Trebek behaved like this in every episode of Jeopardy?
Is he a host anymore?
No.
I am.
You're after Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was really good. All right. There were four official members of Monty Python. Yes or BS?
BS.
Yes.
Yes.
The answer is BS. There
yes.
were six.
Ugh.
I'm not going to read all the names because who the hell cares?
Got one right. One right. Got one right. Starting my streak. Got one right. Starting my streak.
Uh-oh.
You're going to be a streak on the road soon.
Oh. As the horn beeps.
Beeped
yeah.
in the background. Fans of the show. Fans of the show. Yeah. Thank you. Now, please stop. All right. Their show, Monty Python's Flying Circus, only ran for 47 episodes. Yes or BS?
Is it starting with me again?
Sure.
Okay. BS.
Yes.
Wait, you don't know if you pressed the button yet. You were getting ready. I didn't even answer yet.
Because well,
does it
matter?
Really matter? Okay, yes.
Damn it.
The answer is yes.
I didn't remember.
Off my streak. Off my streak.
John Cleese
quit back.
After season three, and four was only half a season.
Mm.
By the way, Yes or BS is brought to you by wonderful products, as always. Stop slurping your drink.
She goes, spit
you
know, it
you
out.
You gonna spit it out? Yeah.
Almost came out of my nose. All good.
That's
would have cleared those sinuses, yep, though.
That's what I was hoping for, but no.
Yes or BS is brought to you by grass. Mm. Gross.
It's back.
It's back, baby. It's back. It's better than ever. It's green. And it grows. Grass. Cut it.
Cut it out.
Yeah, I'm going to cut you. I'm going to cut you hard. That's right, grass. Water's best friend.
What? Oh, my gosh.
Grass!
He's crying.
The ad is still happening.
Don't realize, fertilize. All right, back to yes or BS.
Yeah.
We're going to start with Kara this time. I'm walking up here. Remember, water, grass is best friend. That's right, grass. All right. Over a quarter of the budget for the movie Monty Python and the Holy Grail came from two rock bands.
Sharing neighborhood dogs.
Pink Floyd and Led Zeppelin.
Yes. I don't know.
Yes?
BS?
Frick! That is yes.
Oh.
Oh. Eric Idle recently revealed the exact amounts. Pink Floyd put up 2,100 pounds. 21,000 pounds, sorry. And Led Zeppelin threw in 32,000 pounds. The total budget was only 175,000 pounds.
That's at least a couple of tons.
Huh.
Off my streak. Losing real bad. Losing real bad. Still time to come back. Yep. Still time to come back.
All right. Is everybody having fun?
Oh, yeah.
By the way, the prize today.
Oh.
You win one of the limbs that they cut off.
Of the Black
Only
Knight.
Only a flesh wound.
Yeah, right.
What limb? Who knows? Mystery bag.
Mystery bag.
By the way, show brought to you by grass.
I'm just picturing him walking around with like a sack full of detached limbs in it for some
reason.
Reach
in for your prize.
Yeah.
Detached limbs are going to come from you guys. Detach your mouths. Don't shut up. We're going to start with Mickey.
Okay.
M. You're saying letters.
All right, yeah.
Spamalot won the Tony Award for Best Musical. Yes or BS?
She's a puffer fish.
Yes, I am.
She said yes.
Yes.
I also say yes.
Ah.
Yes, it won 3 Tonys, including Best Musical.
But did it win any Anthonys?
No.
Come
no.
on.
No.
Clap for
no.
me. Clap for my jokes. I'm going to clap you right in the face.
Thought that was going a different way. I was excited, then disappointed, then excited again.
I think I know where you were going with that, and this is a family show. I cannot say that.
Never been more happy for my alcoholic slushie than during this segment.
I've never been more happy than when you shut up. That's right. Final question.
Oh, damn, I'm going to lose.
Probably. They called the show Monty Python's Flying Circus.
Monty Python?
Yeah, that's what they called it. That's the official title.
Yes, it is. Now, the title that you're more used to, the one I said was the correct title.
Right.
It was in, you know, dark circles.
Right.
They called the show Monty Python's Flying Circus because Monty Python was the name of Eric Idle's pet snake. Mm. Yes or BS? That is not an answer.
BS.
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 The BBC made them include Flying Circus in the name and wanted to call it John Cleese's Flying Circus because he was famous.
Sounds like you had that memorized.
But John said no, so the cast started brainstorming ridiculous men's names and landed on Monty Python.
Mm-hmm.
So, you want to know who won?
Yes.
Yes,
or
I would.
BS.
clever.
Yep.
The winner and reigning champion is Mickey!
Of course! Joy. Congratulations once again, Mickey. You're an inspiration to us all.
No.
Can I get a replacement?
Replace your mouth!
Love us, hate us. You can still like us on Facebook.
Gee whiz. That sounds like so much fun.
Facebook.com/A Freak Accident Podcast.
Welcome to the A Freak Accident Awards.
Kara's worn boogers to the awards presentation today.
My eyes are tearing. My boogers are boogering.
What are we up to now? 8?
That was 7. My next one will be 8, okay, and it's on its way, so don't worry.
She's on a sneezing fit, so we may hear it on the air. It's going to be good times.
It feels like it's right there. It's ready to happen.
It's right up in the tip of the schnoz.
It's right there. Yep, ready to go. Right on the tip of the nose bone that we discovered is real.
I still say that's totally fake. Find yourself a skull and show me where the bone in the nose is.
I literally did that.
You found a skull?
I posted a picture of a skull on our Facebook page.
It's like a nubbin, though, where the bone is. It barely even counts.
Nubbins do count.
You wish.
I'm going to get a t-shirt with that.
Yeah, nubbins do count.
Anyway, we are here in our tuxedos, dresses, and boogers to present another Freaky. It's the Freak Accident Awards.
Yes.
This one is for the baddest badass doctor of all time. And this is pretty rad. I take you to Moscow, Russia.
Ooh.
Ooh. In Soviet Russia, fire put you out. Specifically, it has to do with a fire. Now, how does that involve a doctor, you ask?
Yes.
Well, because...
ask Sean Kingston.
A group of Russian doctors stayed behind in the hospital performing... they stayed behind in the country's Far East on Friday to complete open-heart surgery while the hospital was burning to the ground.
All right.
A fire broke out on the roof while they were operating, and rather than evacuate, they stayed to complete the surgery that they were working on.
That's right.
Only in Russia would a fire not affect people.
Nah.
They've seen too much at this point.
Yep.
Chernobyl, you know what I mean? They drank radioactive water and had radioactive ash fall into their eyes. They're okay with a little fire breaking out of the roof of the hospital.
They're like flames. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, it's nothing.
Pour me another vodka.
Pour me another vodka. It will protect us while we finish the surgery. Firefighters took more than 2 hours to put out the blaze in the city of...
Oh, boy.
This should be good.
Blagoveschensk.
Oh, boy. That sounds right.
Blagoveschensk.
Yes, definitely.
Said they used fans to keep smoke out of the operating room and ran in a power cable to keep it supplied with electricity.
Wow.
So I'm picturing everybody else evacuated and these people are just staying in the operating room. What would have been more badass would have been like if they would have kept operating while they put the guy on like a gurney and like wheeled him down the hallway and the doctor's like still on top of him like, yeah. Do not give up on me yet. We're almost finished.
You're right. This isn't good enough.
A group of 8 doctors and nurses completed the operation in 2 hours before removing the patient to another site, the emergency's ministry said. There's nothing else we could do. We had to save the person. We did everything. I'm sorry. I should be doing this in my
Russian. Yeah, do it the right way.
There's nothing else we do. We had to save the person. We did everything at the highest level. Mother Russia would be proud of us. Surgeon Valentin Filatov was quoted as saying by RENTV. It had been a heart bypass operation. That is, the ministry said 128 people were immediately evacuated when the fire broke out. The clinic is more than a century old. It was built in 1907. And the fire spread like lightning through the wooden ceilings of the roof. I'm literally picturing the building coming down around them.
Yeah.
Like in the Dark Knight when the Joker exploded the hospital. It's like the whole building just going up in flames. Mm. And they're still like, scalpel, please. I'm not quite finished. I must suture this last artery before we leave. That is pretty rad.
Yeah.
Good for this doctor.
Yeah.
I like it.
That's good for the person they were operating on.
Yeah, yeah. Would you stay and finish your radio show if the building got on fire?
That gives great content.
That's not true.
No, it happened. The one time you're about to sneeze and I can tell.
I am, and I also have a proof that it's not true, so go on.
Because the one time the fire alarm went off and I was live on the air and I didn't go down.
You didn't go down?
No.
They made everybody else go down.
I know, and I said, I put my finger up and I finished my show.
He was feeling really depressed that day and secretly hoped he would die.
I looked out the window, I gave a salute, and I just said, down with the ship. When the alarm was going off, I made a whole break out of it.
Well, I talked about it after.
Oh, I did it while it was
you were there.
Happening.
You were a lot. Wow. Well, okay then.
Was that the day that somebody in one of the offices downstairs put like popcorn in the microwave and left it in there for an hour or something like that?
No. This was just like one of those tests.
Okay.
I feel like you knew it, but
we did a fire drill there the one time back when I worked there, and I'll never forget the IT guy who worked there had a very dry sense of humor. Mm-hmm. And, like, we're standing outside, and he just lights up a cigarette and starts smoking it. And he goes, man, if this is a real fire, I'm going to be really disappointed. There's at least $300 worth of equipment in that building.
$300.
Because radio is cheap, you see. So this is very impressive. Hats off to you doctors and nurses who showed absolutely iron constitution in the face of certain death and doom. And to that, we present you with the Freak Accident Award for the baddest badass doctor of all time.
Yes.
Bravo!
Woo! Bravo! Yeah, baby!
Ow! Ow!
Wow.
Shout out to DMX, too. Yeah. RIP pretty soon, I bet.
Oh, boy.
Last on a Freak Accident today, we're going to get to a movie review and a little bit of movie conversation.
A Freak Accident. As entertaining as a car crash. That may seem morbid, but hey, people love car crashes. Why do you really think NASCAR is so popular?
Get your popcorn and Diet Coke and take your seat. So this is not exactly a segment that we've been able to do very often in the pandemic world in which we live. I think we've maybe had a movie-related conversation less than a handful of times since this time last year. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that the entire movie industry essentially shut down for the whole year last year. I think, like, one new movie came out, you know, that didn't come out, I mean, on, like, Netflix or Amazon Prime or something like that. Like, one new... Are you going to sneeze now?
No, I was yawning.
Oh, I wasn't sure if it was
great
that.
Show, people.
Yeah.
Great show.
Yeah, it's great. Even the person who's sitting right here within smacking distance is falling asleep. But, like, one, I think, movie actually came out in theaters last year. It was that Tenet. Which was the Christopher Nolan movie.
And that came out towards the beginning of
it. It was like in like the summer, early summer, I think, June or July, I believe.
Okay.
Because
it
was kind of like after that first surge.
Right.
And they were like, okay, we need like a big movie to get everybody to come to the theaters. And that came out and it tanked.
Yeah.
And it also apparently, though, was not good either. I still haven't seen it yet.
Me either.
I do have HBO Max now, so I might plug it in one of these days. But then, you know, you had Wonder Woman came out, Wonder Woman 1984, at like the tail end of last year. Uh-huh. That didn't do well. But now, the new movie that's in theaters now, and this might be, correct me if I'm wrong, or if you know differently, this is like the first movie to come out this year.
There was one with it called Nobody.
And I heard about that.
Because when I went to the theater, it said, Godzilla vs. Kong, Godzilla vs. Kong, Godzilla vs. Kong, Nobody. Godzilla vs. Kong, Godzilla vs. Kong.
And you thought maybe that was a joke.
Yeah, like, nobody in this theater.
And found out after the fact, oh, it's the name of a film. But yeah, Godzilla versus Kong. So this is actually, this is interesting, right? Because this is technically a film that has been, I'm not going to say it had quite the build that Avengers did or whatever, but it has been building toward this movie over the course of this franchise since 2014. Yeah, the original Godzilla come out. Then you had Kong Skull Island, Then you had Godzilla King of the Monsters like 2 years ago, and now we've got Godzilla versus Kong. So this is like a culmination of a building. It's been building this franchise toward this movie. So I don't know if that helped or not, but this movie killed at the box office.
Yeah, it did.
It did really, really well. Now, I mean, do you guys think that that has anything to do with what I just described, or does it have to do with maybe people
just wanting to get out and go see a movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could be that.
Option two.
I agree.
I mean, I've noticed a lot of people really do seem to be totally giving up on COVID. You know what I mean? Like, they don't care anymore.
Sure.
I've seen clips and things of people at, like, clubs where musicians are playing shows in packed rooms full of people. Nobody's wearing masks. So I think, like, a lot of it is just people saying, all right, I'm over it
right.
already.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, when I went, the theater was still mostly empty.
Well,
but I did go Easter night, though. What was it like for you? Because you went to see it.
Yeah, I went to see it when you guys were recording the show last week.
That was why you missed.
Is that really why you missed?
It was my buddy who he had to miss his birthday finally was able to do it. So
they went to see the Nuclear Lizard versus Powerlifting Monkey film, and that was why he decided to miss the podcast.
But they separated people enough.
Okay.
Where there was a decent amount of people there.
It was a decent crowd.
But because of the way they separate the seats.
Right.
That's why.
So it was still, it was distanced, but there were still a lot of people there.
Yeah.
Though. That's cool. So yeah, it made $48.5 million on opening night, I believe. Mm-hmm. And then an additional $32.2 million over the 3-day Easter weekend. It is by far the biggest opening of the entire pandemic. I mean, we're talking about a world where only three, I think, movies have actually come out. But this, it really is way far ahead of everything else. I think it actually crossed $100 million already worldwide.
Jeez.
Which, again, I mean, that's huge for this day and age. Now, interestingly enough, yeah, so here is Wonder Woman 1984 made $16.7 million over Christmas last year.
Geez.
That's like a fraction of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty dismal.
So, I mean, it's interesting enough. Yeah, okay, so here you go. Actually, I have this number here. Worldwide, Godzilla vs. Kong has earned $285 million.
Whoa.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and that's what I mean. Like, since, you know, that's, I mean, and a lot of these experts and analysts and people are saying, like, this is great news for theaters because it shows that people are willing to get back out and go and do this, you know, because like, that's been the thing. Like, these theaters have been shut down, you know, for so long.
Right.
And in a lot of cases, we're like the last things to be allowed to open, which is funny to me.
Yeah.
You know, of all things.
Mm-hmm.
Because it does seem like it would be so easy to distance people within a room like that.
And it was.
Yeah. They're saying like, oh, okay, this is actually a good, because a lot of people were worried when like Wonder Woman came out after, especially how good that first Wonder Woman movie was. This one I heard wasn't as good.
I've heard it was terrible.
Right. So that's the thing. So maybe that was dissuading people too. That's the thing. This movie has like good or at least like favorable critical reviews. You know, it's in like the 70s, 80s, I think, on Rotten Tomatoes, which is like, okay, people are saying like it's fun, it's enjoyable. It's like, okay, good. It's a great bit of like distracting escapist, you know, entertainment. And so people went out to see it. But they're saying like, yeah, this is good. This is a good signifier that people are willing to give theaters a shot again and start seeing movies again. Mm.
I like the movie.
Yeah, so that's the thing. So, like, now, you know, with that said, what do you actually... We'll do a little bit of a review of the film now. What did you think of the Nuclear Lizard versus...
What are those
versus...
guys? What are their names? Ebert and...
Siskel and Ebert?
Yeah, that's
They're both dead.
Well, you're taking them over.
Yeah, that's all right.
Sisko and...
Crisco and E.
Crisco and
E. Crisco
and Ebert.
Done.
I was saying Siskel still.
That's all right.
I never changed your name, sorry.
It's all right.
Too much slushy.
Close enough. It kind of rhymes.
Yeah.
We'll go with it.
So I thought it was the perfect popcorn flick, meaning that the plot line, who cares?
Sure.
You don't go to see Godzilla vs. Kong for plot line.
Kong.
Kong.
Who's Kong?
It's Kong's brother.
Yeah.
Kong.
Yeah, well, they didn't have enough money to afford Kong, so they got Kong.
I'm not the only one messing up names.
Yeah.
We're good.
Yeah, Kong's agents had like a really strong negotiating tactic, so they went with Kong instead.
And then they went with Godzilla's wife, Brodzilla.
Yeah. Brodzilla and Kong.
Yeah, so.
Oh, boy.
No, but you don't go to see that to see like in-depth character development.
Yeah,
right,
you go to see monsters fight.
Yeah, watching this movie, you have to remember what it is you're seeing.
Right.
Like, you know, this is not the kind of film that's going to make me like discover something new about myself, you know, or think deeply and existentially about my life. Like, this is, it's a giant monkey punching a giant lizard that can spray a death ray out of his mouth. Right. So you enjoyed it, though.
Yes, I did.
Did you?
Oh, I mean, I loved it. I thought it was great. I mean, I loved it. I've described it to a few people as I loved it in the same way that I loved Jurassic World, and for the same reasons. And that reason being, and I'll quote Red Letter Media, who is like essentially a YouTube show. They do movie reviews and stuff like that. It's the best and worst thing about this movie is it comes off like it was written by a child. It's a little kid playing with his toys. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, there's...
But that's what you want. Yeah.
There's literally a scene, a set piece, where Godzilla and Kong are fighting on ships out in the ocean, and they're jumping like from ship to ship and hitting each other. Yeah. It's like, you're just, and Godzilla's swimming under the water, and he's like coming up for Kong from all sides. It's like, you could picture a kid in the bathtub, like, rah! You know what I mean? Just like
splashing
around.
Picture a kid, that's me.
but it's literally not, because I described like Jurassic World, like especially at the end of that movie when the T-Rex and the Velociraptor team up to kill the bigger mutant dinosaur. It's a little kid going, and then, and it's like, it's childhood imagination given life. Mm-hmm. And you can't help but enjoy yourself. And that's kind of what this was. It was literally, it's like a little kid going, and then. It is by far the stupidest movie I have ever seen in my life.
No, it is not meant to enjoy in a cinematic way.
A kind of thought-provoking sort of way.
Seeing monsters fight.
Spoilers, at one point during the movie, Godzilla uses his atomic breath to bore a hole to the center of the earth. Because apparently you can do that with that.
It's fancy. True.
Yeah, he can breathe all the way through to the earth's core with his breath.
Prove it wrong.
I mean, I can't.
Exactly.
I've met some people that I think can do that.
Some halitosis.
Yeah.
I'm
like, whoa. Hang tight, Godzilla.
One thing I thought was interesting, and if you...
Lady on lane 32.
I'm like, the shoes have been disinfected.
One thing I will say that's interesting about the movie, and then we won't spoil this, but the twist at the end, like the thing that happens, like I called that 2 years ago. I was like, I know what's going to happen. It's going to be this. We're in the theater, and like, I'm sitting there with Hello Nurse, and like this thing shows up, and I'm like, called it. I knew it. I called it 2 years ago. But it was like, what I found interesting was like before that, when Godzilla and Kong were fighting, like they had their big climactic fight, there actually is a definitive winner between them, which I was surprised by. That actually did surprise me. I thought they were definitely going to figure out some way to make it be a draw, you know what I mean? Or like
in
make
case
like
they want to do another movie.
Yeah, make something
else
happen.
Well, because they're both big franchises.
Right.
It's not like you're dealing with one that's bigger than the other.
Right.
You know, they both make their own money.
But what was your react? Because there was a definitive winner in their fight.
There was a definitive winner, but it's enough that I was, like, okay with how it turned out.
Right.
And
I'm not saying I wasn't okay with it. It was just surprising to me. I'm like, oh, wow, like, they actually did have one win.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
But it's not like they can't go back and make a movie with each of them.
Right.
With one of them looking weak.
Right.
Okay.
So, but yeah, I was shocked that they had a favorite.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm surprised they were able to agree on a favorite, because there's two different properties coming at it head to head.
Right. Yeah. I mean, like I said, it was a fun movie.
Good.
It really, but man, let me tell you though, what a far cry. Like, it was on TV not that long ago, the Godzilla from 2014, the one that Gareth Edwards did. What a difference, though, man. This one was, like, science fiction, like, almost bordering on Pacific Rim or Independence Day or something like that. Whereas that original one was very much, like, it was a realistic movie. Like, they were using, like, just tanks and aircraft carriers and, like, normal weapons to try and stop Godzilla.
And this one, they're going to the middle of the Earth.
Yeah, they have spaceships that fly to the middle of the Earth. I mean, that's just normal now in the world of these movies.
Well, so, you know what could happen in, like, 6 years?
Give Elon Musk enough money and he'll do anything.
I know.
True.
But, yeah, I really do I mean, as especially as a piece of escapist entertainment, uh-huh. I highly recommend it. It is thorough.
It's a great way to start going back to the movies. Yeah,
you're going back. You're going to see Godzilla versus Kong. You know what it is. Just allow yourself to enjoy it and just don't think about it too hard and you'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is just, it's fine.
Sounds good.
It's perfectly fine. But one thing I did find interesting too, and I'll springboarding off of that, is that Godzilla versus Kong is a Warner Brothers property.
Mm-hmm.
Warner Brothers is the one who came out with that thing where they said that all of their films this year are going to be released simultaneously in theaters and on HBO Max.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, like, I have HBO Max. I chose to go to the theater because it's the first time I was in a movie theater in more than a year. And Helen Hurst and I were like, let's go out to the movies.
Sure.
You know, and it was, I really enjoyed being able to go and sit in the theater again. It was nice. You know, even the kids talking in the back of the theater.
Not your house.
Like, right. It's like, I was like, you know what? This is quaint. I like this. I'm glad that there's a kid talking and asking his dad stupid questions through the whole movie. Like, great. Yeah. Oh my God, there's human beings here. It's wonderful.
It's olden days.
Yeah, yeah. But it did create, like, an interesting, that's what people were saying, like, oh, God, this is going to be the end of theaters, you know, mm-hmm. that they're releasing them simultaneously. And so that's the thing, like, Godzilla vs. Kong did really well on the theaters. You know, obviously people didn't just stay home and watch it on HBO mm-hmm. Max. So I wonder how, if Warner Brothers is going to shift that strategy, and it's mm-hmm. going to go more toward theater release. And then, like, maybe a couple weeks later, supplementing it with the HBO Max release.
Well, they're
especially
already,
seeing how well this movie did, all things considered.
They're already kind of doing it. Now you can only see movies for so many weeks on HBO Max.
Okay.
Like, there's, like, a three-week period.
Right.
So they're given a timetable now.
Right.
Now I could see them say, okay, well, the first week, we're going to bring it out in the theaters. Then it'll go to HBO Max.
Right.
Because now a lot of people are signing. That's how my one friend, Paul, ended up watching it with us. He can't. I mean, he lives in Connecticut. So we told him when the movie started. He started at the same exact time as nice. We were watching it. So we were watching it together.
That's great. Cool.
It was romantic.
I already heard that Warner Brothers is saying they are changing their tune, at least when it comes to Dune, the movie Dune. That's going to be coming out this year.
Okay.
It was going to come out
buggies.
Last year. Yeah, that was a. They're already saying they may not release that one.
It isn't actually about Dune.
Oh,
buggies.
I was going to say, if it is, sounds fun.
Yeah. Just a bunch of guys going.
Yeah,
it's a Dune buggy with a face on it. Like,
can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
I guess it's Dune for failure.
Oh my gosh, we are full of them tonight.
That's fresh.
Yeah,
that was fresh to death.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, they're saying though that one, they're not going to release simultaneously on HBO Max.
Oh.
That one's only, they're thinking that they're going to only do a theater release with that one. So that's what I mean, like, real quick, you changed your tune when you see how much money you can make back at the theaters,
sure.
Didn't you?
Yeah. Well, people are getting ready to get back out, and mm-hmm. and life will slowly return.
That's really what I think it is. Like, when Tenet came out, that was in the middle of the summer,
mm-hmm.
the South states were going through their big surge,
mm-hmm.
And then when Wonder Woman came out, it was in the dead of December when we had that horrible, horrible winter with people
mm-hmm.
dying all over the place from COVID. Nobody was going out anywhere. Mm-hmm. They weren't going to the movie theater to sit with the unwashed masses.
No.
But now all these vaccines are coming out. People got confidence. People are over it too in a lot of ways.
Yep.
So yeah, I don't I'm glad to say I think movie theaters will be fine. And I hope they will be, because going to the movies is one of my favorite things to do.
Oh, I love having a popcorn, a soda, and
I have like $75 in Fandango money to spend, so those theaters better can
stay alive. They gotta can stay alive!
I am not losing that!
So you can go see one movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's so freaking expensive. Yeah.
Or see Dune a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Dune
buggies.
Yeah. She's going to be so disappointed when she goes and it's this really, really like highfalutin, like high sci-fi movie. She's going to be like, where's the Dune buggies?
I thought this was about like the beach.
I thought this was like the movie Cars, but in the desert with Dune buggies. I am so disappointed. Anyway, that wraps up this episode of the show. Go see Godzilla vs. Kong. Help support your local theater. Mickey.
And then help support your local podcast.
Whoa, baby!
Yeah. Mickey was quiet all show so that she could bring that dinger.
Yep. So go to the website, freakaccident.com. visit the podcast section where you can see all of our old... What are you mouthing over there?
He said, bring that ticker. That's what you said.
All right.
Podcast section. See all of the old podcasts. You can go to Connect.
You can connect. See them and listen.
See them, hear them.
Yeah, hear them too.
Smell
yeah,
them. It's a multi-sensory
experience.
You
have to see the clicky thing first to click on it to make it listen.
Very technical.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So then go to the Connect tab. You can connect with us on social media, the Facebook and the Tweety thing and the picture thing.
And the World Wide Web.
Yes. Yes.
We could surf the web together, guys.
And then you go to the shop page and you can buy one of our wonderful t-shirts for $19.99 plus shipping.
Mm-hmm. Or you can get free stickers just like somebody requested just recently.
We got a couple of sticker requests. Yeah, we're going to have to start signing some papers and sending out letters.
Well, what are you waiting for?
Next week. That's what I'm waiting for. Maybe.
You know, USPS is already way behind.
I have a lot on my mind. Okay, Crisco is way behind. So give me a break.
Sorry for whoever ordered stickers. You'll get them like next year.
I'm not that sorry.
Anyways, you can find us anywhere.
Camden's already been waiting since
anywhere
last year, so
you can find podcasts of Freak Accident.
Yeah.
Leave us a review
yeah.
because that helps us a lot. And subscribe. Yeah. That helps you.
Yeah.
And you can also send us an email, freaks@afreakaccident.com.
Yep. Yeah. And share us with your friends.
Yeah.
Friends.
You could have finished that.
Share us with your friends.
Yeah.
I just did.
Yeah, there you go.
Thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Next week on the show, who knows? Something.
Oh, wow.
Oh, all right.
Come prepared.
Yeah, subscribe and you'll be here for it. And then you can find out then.
Well, actually, don't we update it on our Facebook and our Instagram? Kind of what's coming up next?
Sure.
We could do that.
Yeah. I think we were supposed to. We were talking about it. Weren't we supposed to?
Mickey, you need to mind your own business, okay?
Sure. Because,
we'll do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Jeez. Find out if we do it this week by following us.
Yeah, I suddenly regret putting her in charge of anything.
Uh-huh. She calls you out on your pants.
She was quiet all show, and then she just came out. Yeah. She, you know, the knives came out at the end. Yeah, whatever.
A Wolverine.
Knives out. Knives Out. Another movie that came out.
Yeah, yeah. Anyhow,
okay.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you again next week with something. For a Freak Accident, I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy.
I'm Kara.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you.
You might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens. Crisco, give
it to you. He gon' give it. Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over.
No! Son of a bitch!
But if you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BYNC ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.